Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Well, 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 my brothers and sisters, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we are back again. Back again, yes, indeed, for another episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Danimia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, indeed. So very, very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious truths which the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed he has told me, that I have for him some very important, I said very important things for him to do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said that yes indeed I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me, my brothers and sisters, that in doing that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection, his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. But the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, he has told me that I must tell you things that men, have done everything they could. Since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, from the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, and if possible, my brothers and sisters, to silence and destroy. But without question, my brothers and sisters, those of us who are wise know that the word of the Most High is eternal. All things done in the darkness shall surely come to the light. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. There has been a magnificent truth, a magnificent foundation, my brothers and sisters, which the prophecies have related concerning again and again. Nevertheless, the world we live in has by and large chosen to completely ignore it. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you that nothing, I said nothing, no soul is confirmed, no soul is counted stable before the Most High without this foundation. Shall we then, my brothers and sisters, choose to continually ignore it? If it's offered to us, especially considering the fact that the prophets are related, that it's a truth, I said it is a truth, which, quite frankly, scriptures tell us in advance that the rulers will not speak. Since it is true according to all that has been prophesied, since it is true according to all that has been prophesied, that without question the day comes, I hope you hear my brothers and sisters, that the whole world will recognize its folly. Okie dokie. I'm setting something up here in the interface for the show. Know that it is utmost important that this show be realized, present by all. Excuse me for a second. It appears that this show was set up in as private rather than public. And quite frankly, it needs to be that everyone who has an opportunity, who desires the opportunity, will hear. I'm looking now to see, just for a moment, if it is so that Blog Talk Radio has this show up as an option for quick and ready distribution, that all might hear it. Okie dokie. And if not, perhaps there's something that I need to do to assure that it is so. Just a moment, please. Looks like we're online. Hallelujah. As I said before, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me there have been some very important things to do. And they are things, my brothers and sisters, that men have sought to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Yes, even since the dawn of human fall. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that men have sought to hide these things so as to maintain what has been a fallen conscience in this world. Discern what I mean by this, my brothers and sisters. If men discerned, I repeat, if men had discerned or could discern, or would allow themselves to hear from the Most High, the word that he has declared from the beginning, all the diversitudes that have been the result of human fall would presently be non-existent. I said if man had allowed himself to preserve the truth, all the truth, my brothers and sisters, that was since before the dawn of human fall, man, my brothers and sisters, would know only peace. Man would only know what is righteousness. Man, yes, my brothers and sisters, would know only that which is true to Yah. There would be no division in the world. There would be peace. There would be one understanding. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, one love. The Most High has told me I must tell you things that men have sought to do everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Let us discern what this means. There's the law of Yah, my brothers and sisters, and there's the misrule, the false rule, the deceptive rule, the fallen standards of this world. Many times the scripture talks about the law of sin and death. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, it is talking about the false rule of this world. Many times, my brothers and sisters, many have not discerned that the scriptures speak of what is the gospel. That's the pure and perfect word of the Most High. Yes, the law, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High declared to his people. Hear me. The law the Most High declares unto his people is that they must exceed all the false righteousness of this world. And discerning the righteousness of Yah, they must preserve that righteousness. Beyond all the misconceits of the multitude of nations, yes, even the multitude of denominations, my brothers and sisters, the various belief systems that are the result of man being partial and hasty, partial in his understanding and hasty in his conclusions, even partial, my brothers and sisters, in his perception of what is divine law. The law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, as you consider it, Most High said he would call Messiah, saying, I'm talking about Isaiah 8th chapter. Messiah coming forth one day saying, the Most High has called me that I should not walk in the way of this people, that I should not call a confederacy or conspiracy, what these people call, if you will, confederacy, or even a constitution, any kind of thing solvent as a covenant. He says, if you want to talk about a covenant, he says, bind the testimony, seal the law. How about bind everything together? Seal it all together. See how all these things work together for one ultimate good. One ultimate expectation. One love. One viable standard. He says, man will not reckon this world according to all these things. Scripture says, Messiah would say of those who would do so, there's no light in them. My brothers and sisters, many of us talk about keeping Torah. I have to ask a question, my brothers and sisters, how many of us have really kept Torah, and how many have only just walked according to what they think that fruition is? 45,000 denominations in the world, amongst what many call rabbinical Judaism. Who knows how many sectors and factions, and what they call ultra-Orthodox, Orthodox, Hasidic, Lubavitches, conservative, reformed, renewed.
Oh, I've heard about a lot of different titles people have used relating to
what men call true to the way of the Hebrews.
Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, if we see so many differences, it is obviously because there are lies amongst us, misperceptions, half-truths.
And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, a half-truth relayed upon an already faulty foundation is still a lie, because by no means does it redeem men completely out from the possibility of being gullibly exploited. Therefore, taking this into consideration, I said taking all this into consideration, there we say, and just simply presume, that what we have trusted is a firm foundation, or would it be far better that we petition the Most High that He establish us upon one? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. There is an ancient foundation. I repeat, there's an ancient foundation understood by many, even if those who never heard a word of Scripture. A foundation, my brothers and sisters, well understood by many. Way back since the time of the garden, time of Noah, time of Abraham, even known by many among the heathen, because even the Egyptian Book of the Dead speaks of it, that a day must come. Thank you, Father. Yes, indeed, a day must come when there must be an end to all the lies and confusion that have scattered the minds of men upon this earth. There must be an end of all the faulty foundations, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed, because every lie, every faulty foundation that men trust is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. Every faulty foundation, hasty conclusion, my brothers and sisters, leaves the thoughts of men skewed, hated, polluted. My brothers and sisters, as long as such foundations, faulty foundations, remain a part of our conscience. I said, as long as such faulty foundations remain a part of our conscience, the end result of it all, my brothers and sisters, is infirmity. It is a matter, then, at that point, my brothers and sisters, if we do not discern the secret things, I repeat, if we do not discern the secreted things that the worldly have done everything they could to hide, if we have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, those greater truths of the Scriptures, that the Scriptures tell us themselves, according to all the prophets, that the rulers would not speak, then, my brothers and sisters, we are still yet enslaved and constrained after the mindscape of the short-sighted, and have not indeed, my brothers and sisters, attained the victory. That might sound like a very shocking thing and way of putting it, but think about it, my brothers and sisters. In Isaiah 25th chapter, and we're going to talk about a lot of these things tonight. In Isaiah the 25th chapter, we find Scripture, particularly, let me pull it up for you. I would like to go straight to it. 25:7 of the book of Isaiah. And it says, and he will destroy on this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. Something that the whole world has been blind to? He will swallow up death in victory. How about the result? What is the result, my brothers and sisters, of man living under matrices, if you will, controlling bodies of knowledge? Some people would use the word hegemony or hegemonies. Controlling bodies of knowledge that can never tell you the whole truth, that were not established upon the truth, that have no room in them for the truth, as Messiah, the Messiah said. He asked the question, why is it that you cannot obey my word? Because you cannot, why is it you cannot hear my word? Would you not obey my word? He said, why is it that you have no room in you for my word? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are great truths, magnificent truths. That because the institutions of man, I said because the institutions of man have not been willing to consider these things, that men have remained, I said that men have remained blind to the truth. Says, swab death and victory, and the Most High shall wipe away tears from off all eyes, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Most High has spoken it. I can only tell you, my brother and sister, the scripture says it be said in that day. Lo, this is our righteous one, if you will, for whom we have waited. He will save us. This is the doing, if you will, of the Most High. This is the Savior. We have waited for him. We'll be glad and rejoice in this salvation. On this mountain shall the hand of the Most High rest, and Moab shall be trodden down, meaning whatever it is has been an obstacle against Israel attaining to the fruition divinely intended, it will be overthrown. Shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for a dunghill. My brothers and sisters, please understand me. I will tell you that there is a foundation truth that because men have not considered it, there has been a great dimension of instability, gullibility, indiligence, even a lack of respect for Yah that has propagated itself unto much truth being left unknown for many, many, many generations. And what I mean by that, my brothers and sisters, is I hope and pray Most High that you will understand me, that if men have chosen, and they have, to maintain faulty foundations, and they had nothing stable upon which to truly, truly comprehend. Isaiah 25:1, O Yah, thou art my Holy One. I will exalt thee. I will give thanks to thy name. For thou hast worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. Did all the world understand the plan? So for thou hast made a city into a heap, a fortified city. Oh, this city has been fortified, brothers and sisters. Many believe in they were taught so many lies, a refuge of lies, we talked about in Isaiah 25 and 28 in the context. Taught so many lies, believing that nobody could see through it. Read Isaiah 29 and understand. Saying nobody sees it, sees that they do treacherously. A fortified city has been turned into a ruin. A palace of strangers is no more to be rebuilt. Therefore, a strong people, a people made strong beyond all the illusions, will glorify thee, and cities of ruthless nations will revere thee. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures connote? Who will discern, my brothers and sisters? How much more is to be understood as the implication of these words? Blessed are they who will comprehend, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who will comprehend. What have you to hear me and to understand these things? There is a foundation, my brothers and sisters, that most have not comprehended in this world. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Maintain and preserve
the surety of his conscience. 45,000 denominations is not evidence that men have done any such thing. In fact, it's evidence that men have fallen away far from that initial faith and truth that men one time knew. When the scripture talks about the falling from a faith, it means the falling away from the truth that men one time knew. Rather than trusting in the Most High, men have trusted in men. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, is it wise to trust in the multitude of contradictions that men have declared. The scriptures talk about the law of spirit and light. That's the spirit of the Most High that reveals all things and brings all things to remembrance, that reproves all sin, all error, whatever it is that will cause contentions, warfare among our people. It is a spirit of reconciliation. The spirit, my brothers and sisters, that relates what the scriptures mean when it talks about that Makshava principle, line upon line, precept upon precept, measuring line to the plummet, seeing how everything the Most High has declared reinforces everything else he has declared. However, we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, what has actually happened in the world today. Have men been willing to seek all these things, or have they been satisfied with something far less? Think about it. There is the law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the gospel, the word of truth, transcended all the nations, having greater authority than all the nations. Even the very truths that only those, my brothers and sisters, anointed and true to the power of Yah, excuse me, will declare. Well, my brothers and sisters, dare men believe that whatever is being taught among the multitude of nations is the gospel, is the rule of the Holy Kingdom, is the rule that men adhere to in speaking any part of the world, the rule that men adhere to and call wise, for instance, in Mozambique, is that same rule, my brothers and sisters, considered absolutely viable in Spain or Germany or China? My brothers and sisters, how is it that men have not considered that the gospel is the rule of the kingdom, transcended the world entire, even transcended all the rulers? In fact, Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4, relates that man's going to find out in the last days that in Messiah's appearance that he's considered nothing of what man has by and large been teaching in such a tainted, partialized, and polluted fashion. Counts none of it the gospel, none of it the solution unto peace. You need to look at those scriptures very closely. If it says in Isaiah 59, the way of peace men have not known, from Isaiah 59:8, Isaiah 42:16 says Messiah will have to come to lead men by the way that they had known not. It means what men have been taught, my brothers and sisters, by and large, is not established upon the initial foundation. I need to relate to you, my brothers and sisters, what is that foundation? What is that truth that men should have been established upon? All prophecy relates that there will come an end of confusion one day, an end of every lie. And quite frankly, even the book of Revelation, 14th chapter, Zephaniah, 3rd chapter, 13th verse. But ladies, the people of Yah will speak no lies, do no iniquity. Dare men believe the Most High is going to sign his name or uphold his name upon a people who will still preserve the presumptuousness of men? I will tell you absolutely not. In fact, the multitude of diverse standards of the nation, my brothers and sisters, what men call international law, is the false rule of this world. It is the law of sin and death. Did you hear me? International law. That when we think about it, it is the various perceptions of all the various nations, the various differences that men uphold and want to call faith somehow after what, 45,000 denominations in the world today? And who knows how many subsets of various religions? And men somehow look at it all and think somehow that there's no lie in the midst and that the Most High is pleased with it. What about Malachi, my brothers and sisters? What about Malachi? Malachi 2:16-17. And it talks about men having sought to hide their iniquity or their injustices. Their uncleanness, their illusions, their lies under so-called priestly robes. The scripture says no one would do this who even has a residue or remnant of what is the Holy Spirit. What did I say the Holy Spirit does? Teach all things, no lie in it, brings all things to remembrance. Which means that if this world does not seek to adhere to that principle, then what men have taught, by and large, my brothers and sisters, has been murder. I know that sounds like a hard word, and a hard way to put it, but think about it. Messiah said we ought to be the light of the world, and he said that light has in it no variableness, nor shadow of changing. We just got through talking about how Isaiah, that scripture is that Jacob or James 1:17, by the way. The other prophecy I'm talking about is that Isaiah 8:16-20. Messiah would say, hey, bind all the testimony together, and if men don't reckon according to the fullness of this word, they have no light in them. Means they're still yet the children of darkness. Even the children of darkness, my brothers and sisters, can accept, so they say, some of the word. But my brothers and sisters, hasty conclusion, not seeking the fullness of it, is still in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, deceptive, because it caused men to worship other gods, other frameworks of so-called wisdom. That the Most High doesn't call wisdom at all, because it doesn't consider all that he has spoken. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. He said we ought to be the light of the world. And he said if anyone deceive you to trust that you are wise, denying, dishonoring, disrespecting even the least of the law and the prophets. He says you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, to be true to those who are spiritually minded, realize that it is purity and completion that offers one choice. A multitude of fractionalized ideas, my brothers and sisters, is only contradiction, debate, and doubt. And how else do we define Babylon but a multitude of contradictions, debates, and doubts, and lies and doubts? Lies that blind men against discerning the greater dimension of truth. And when we look around, we see a multitude of different denominations, churches, political, social, pseudo-religious ideals. Shall we call it faith, my brothers and sisters, or recognize it for the Babylon, the land of confusion that it is? It's time to unmask, my brothers and sisters, this demon. I want you to understand something. We've talked about this before. A lot of things we can talk about here, but consider for a minute that we've talked about before how the word the Greeks, the Romans, had for law, the word nomos, they used it indiscriminately for both the various rulings of man, law of man, and even divine law, and realized that the law of the heathen was to preserve all the corruption sanctioned by state. The law of the heathen, my brothers and sisters, was to preserve all the various gods and religiosities that state had sanctioned and called somehow legal and lawful. Is it lawful, my brothers and sisters, to deny, pervert, hide, corrupt the word of the Holy One? Is that lawful? Well, think about it. The law of Rome was to preserve all its worship of all the heathen deities that were nothing else but a pagan divide and conquer tactic. International law, my brothers and sisters. The compromise, the hypocrisy that could never be true to the will of one. The nations have used to exploit the people, even compelling the people in the multitude of differences to presume that if they compromise against a pure and perfect word, that the Most High will still yet be pleased. What does Malachi say, 2:17? You weary me. He was talking to the priests. Look at 2:1, Malachi, and understand. He said, you weary me with your words, and that you say that everyone who doth evil is good in the sight of the Most High, and that he delights in such. Amazing, my brothers and sisters, amazing that men have believed that the Most High could be pleased with so many vast differences for men. Most High told me that if I could look at all these contradictions and believe that this was viable, he told me I could not be a disciple of him. I tried to make sense of it. Couldn't do it. He said the reason why I couldn't do it because he says he gives his own a greater wisdom than that. A brother and sister, respect for Yah, reverence for him, reference point, is something that we must be compelled to receive, have. Without a reference point, my brothers and sisters, for discerning him, we are gullible after all manner of misconceit. I want you to understand something. Knowing that the Most High has prophesied, told man from advance, that there will be a redemption in this world according to the pure, perfect word of him, lets us know that since he will oblige no man's life, that our only hope of salvation then must be in transcending the multitude of diverse standards of men. And the only way that's possible, my brothers and sisters, is by the discretion that he gives. Petitioning the Father with such words as these. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what something's been stuck in my head that acts as an obstacle against me gaining a greater dimension of perception. Don't know where I've been deceived not to be able to perceive. But Father, you know. And if you don't tell me, if you don't remove the veil that I might discern, I won't know. It requires, my brothers and sisters, that kind of humility. I didn't say man presuming that he already understands the truth. I didn't say man already presuming that he was on a firm foundation. But my brothers and sisters asked him to be established upon one. I spoke about this last evening. And last evening's show is one that I would say for those who enjoy this show, that they go back and listen to it. I can only tell you, I know when the Most High first called me aside to speak, and he told me I must speak. I remember laying on a hardwood floor in the coldness of winter before a stand-in-place heater, trying to keep a bit warm. Laying in the middle of the floor, petitioning the Most High till my hair became wet with my own tears. Because I understood, my brothers and sisters, he told me I must speak, and I realized that I knew absolutely nothing. After a time, I heard a bit of a chuckle in the spirit. The Most High said, now that you know you don't know anything, now maybe I can teach you. The scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, yes, they tell us in 1 Corinthians 3:18, if any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he become wise. That means that if we can sanction all the multitude of worldly contradictions we see, that men seek to establish a multitude of compromises, hypocrisies, dissimulations, if you will, misrepresentations. If we seek to call ourselves wise after these, appealing to men, he said, let us consider ourselves a fool, even deceivers, that we might become wise. What did I say to you before, my brothers and sisters? Most High told me if I could believe the multitude of contradictions we see are wise and a work of his Holy Spirit and a declaration of his holy testimony, he told me, my brothers and sisters, I could not be a disciple under him. I tell you the same thing. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, Most High told me early on, he told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving all things consideration, has not been wisdom at all. He told me some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths, and every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning a greater dimension of truth. He told me whatever I have ever heard or will hear from men, he said, check it out with him first. Mama says this, daddy says that, grandma, grandpappy, pastor, priest, rabbi, elder, all got something different to say about me, he said. But he said, if you want to know me, why can't you ask me and believe that I can answer? And he was already speaking, and that was enough to silence me to begin to petition and seek. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in Psalms 118, better to trust in Yah than to trust in princes. Better to trust in Yah than to trust in men. The scriptures speak about Messiah saying all nations have surrounded me. But in the name of the Most High will I destroy them. Meaning according to a fullness of a word. For he survived to declare the works, the glorious works of the Most High. And when the scripture says, the stone which the builders rejected, become the chief stone of the corner, what it means is all that truth that the whole world has rejected and therefore established all its so-called great institutions, buildings, churches, temples, capitals, whatever. All the faulty foundation that they built themselves upon onto an indiscriminate mind must be wiped away. That what must occur? The stone which the builders rejected must become the chief stone of the corner. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, whatever institution is built upon a faulty foundation will fall. I need you to explain that, what I'm talking about here. He said, the stone which the builders rejected, the truth which the whole world rejected, become the chief stone of the corner. And when that occurs, that day shall be glorious, marvelous. It was something beyond men's ordinary understanding. Something to be marveled at, wondered at. It's above everybody's head at first. Why? Because they were so busy trusting the men. He says, better to trust in Yah than to trust in princes. That they was marvelous, will be marvelous in our sights, and he will bind, with correct interpretation of that word, he will bind our festival processions like an unbroken chain. Meaning that the days the Most High will establish in his Shabbats and his feasts. Times he will set aside, my brother says, well, we continue to grow in him. The law not being broken, not ever being forgotten, will be a continual thing, like an unbroken chain. Like an unbroken chain. Even unto all the petitions, my brothers and sisters, be answered that were petitioned upon the altar. Who will understand it in this time? My brothers and sisters, hear me. There is an ancient foundation that was known by the early church. It was known by men, my brothers and sisters, who the Most High has caused since the fall. Knowing that one day, no manner of confusion, no manner of illusion, no manner of lies, debate will remain upon the earth. The Most High will destroy them all. And knowing this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will not be destabilized after the multitude of misconceits of men should create in the hearts of men a great diligence for the truth. Preparing for the day of the Son of Man who will reprove, I hope you hear me, all the kings, all the priests, and all the nations. Even who, my brothers and sisters, in establishing a reference point, it should be established that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Why? It is because, my brothers and sisters, he will declare the truth that the world for a long time has ignored. He will declare the truth, my brothers and sisters, as the scriptures say in 1 Corinthians 4:5, that when the Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Realize that every partial standard is still a standard of men. Most High told me that any time a man is subject to any conscience less than the Most High who would reveal all things, man is in trouble, tribulation, warfare, debate, and doubt. Purity and completion offers one choice. A multitude of corruptions, my brothers and sisters, partialities, is murderous. Why? Messiah said, if you fall victim to anyone who seeks to dishonor the law and the prophets in any way, it says, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Matthew 5:14-24, relates further that if you seek to deny these words, if you understand it well, it means you seek to deny these words in a way, you deny the hope of reconciliation. You deny the hope of peace. If anyone will cause a man to be foolish, to deny any part of the law of the prophets, to be deceived that he does not perceive the greater truth, the scripture says he is guilty unto hellfire. Realize, brothers and sisters, that partial standards are vain in that they do not bring man to come to a point of fruition the Most High is pleased with, but therefore then are vanity. The scriptures talk about it in Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40 chapter, Men forgetting that the scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance, rebuking all sin, all fallen standards. It says in Isaiah 40, my brothers and sisters, that whole nation will be kind of like a drop in a bucket of the Most High. It means counted as if nothing. You ever said drop a drop of water in a bucket and watch how quickly it is nothing? It says counted the whole nation, my brothers and sisters, as if they were a vain thing. Why? At the end of the day, does the Most High get what he wants after all these partial standards? If there are 1,000 fruit on a tree and all of them drop from the tree before the time, is there brought forth good fruit, my brothers and sisters? I want you to think about what I'm saying to you. Anything, everything that I'm talking about tonight is laid upon foundation of the thing that I spoke on last evening. Let me bring something to attention. I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, there's a foundation that if men have not had, they have broken every single command simply because they never knew what those commands truly relate. Partial perception, my brothers and sisters, does not bring forth fully what is acceptable unto the Most High. If you understand the Most High will not sanction any man's illusions, understand according to prophecies like those in Psalm 14, Psalm 53, Isaiah 59, Isaiah 41, 21, out through 42, 4, out through 42, 15 in particular. If you understand those prophecies that say the Messiah will sanction none of these various standards of men, though men would establish institutions. Because they were, none of these were established upon the pure foundation, Messiah will accept none of these. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that men seek to establish standards, but Messiah himself will find that he can perfectly agree with the testimony of no man. He comes, my brothers and sisters, to reveal the truth that the world has been blind to. I want you to understand something. If man would have simply first petitioned the Most High that he does not lie, man's salvation would take care of itself. If man would have been first in his vow unto the Most High, seeking an allegiance, simply that he does not in any way distort or mislead any man against the perfection of a perfect testimony. Let's just say man would have been established upon that firm foundation. Because think about it, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you what the Most High told me. He told me that I must speak. Well, I asked the first thing that came to mind as I petitioned him, Father, teach me how not to lie. In other words, what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, I knew that if I were to speak of my own mind and heart, I could only mislead the people. I realized very quickly, my brothers and sisters, I'm thankful to the Most High for that. If there is a magnificence the Most High wants to bring to bear, unless we attain to it, or have respect for it, how shall we be found worthy to partake of it? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, as a man who has seen third heaven, where the Father and his angels reside, Most High granted me on a few occasions to be taken out of my body there. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that such beauty, I know for me, when I first saw it, the last thing that I considered that it was, being offered to me. I didn't know I was going to receive an anointing. All I knew was that for everything I saw, I was the stupidest one there. What I realized right quickly, my brothers and sisters, that what these people knew was an orientation far beyond anything I'd ever been heard by. I haven't heard by any man, and quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I still haven't heard a single man living that could reiterate the magnitude of what I heard from even one angel. Because I can only tell you, it was like any time he said anything, you ask a question about anything that was said, he could tell you a billion reasons why it was so in a matter of split seconds, something far beyond what the capacity of man who was imprisoned so often to have to speak with mere words. And there's a reason why Messiah said, there's many things that I would tell you, but you cannot receive them yet, because the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, has not come. But when he comes, he will teach you all things, bring all things he said, all things he said by the prophets, then, my brothers and sisters, because it's the same Spirit to remembrance. And reprove the whole world concerning his sin, all the divisive ideals that men have upheld, that, my brothers and sisters, resultant of hasty conclusions, were not acceptable. What did I tell you, my brothers and sisters? I've talked about this before. Let me just go through a basic premise. We've talked before on this show about how there's a difference, as I said before, between the law of Yah, which is the law above all the world and its differences, and the gospel. About the law of Yah, which is above all the differences of this world, which is the gospel, and what men have called international law, seeking to agree with one another, and all the hypocrisies and mis-emulations, misrepresentations, misinterpretations, as if they were all viable. In Malachi, if we were to read it correctly according to the original languages, what it actually says is this, that men have dared to go ahead and say that for all the multitude of their evil ways, dishonoring the Most High, that is somehow good in his sight and that he delights in such. And men have forgotten the Messiah will come. They ask, where is the judge who would judge men according to what is righteous judgment? As if man would never be judged according to the fullness of what the Most High has declared. Acts 3:18 through 23 talks about a time of refreshing, restoration, renewal, restitution of all things. Well, my man is going to be called to account regarding all things, because he said, if any man speaks a foolish or idle word, how about, I hope you understand, my brothers and sisters, a fallen standard. A foolish word. Idle word. What stagnates the minds of men. Flattering. Fatally flattering. False comforting words that don't bring forth peace with Yah. He says, give account of it in the judgment. Talking about Matthew, they will. They said, 12:36. Man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah, Micah 4:4. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means. That if men are not taking consideration all things spoken by the Most High in the law and the prophets, and men drawing hasty conclusions have spoken lies, spoken false understanding, false scenarios. And I dare to tell you, my brother and sister, they never told you who Messiah really is. Never told you who Messiah is. Never told you what the scriptures say about how he shall appear. If they didn't tell you that expectation as to why he comes, how he shall appear, who all scriptures say that he is. Kind of truth, my brother and sister, that Rome knew that as long as the people knew, they could not conquer them. If they haven't taught you these truths and they kept you blind to these things, my brothers and sisters, they kept you in bondage. And the testimony of any man, my brothers and sisters, that doesn't include these things, recognizing that every lie must be overcome, has left men, let's just say, a little bit lackadaisical, apathetic, not diligent enough to make election sure, as it says in 2 Peter. 2:1. How about 1:1 through? How about 1:1 through 10 and 11? How about the scriptures talking about being diligent, my brothers and sisters, until the morning star, the light that casts out all the darkness, becomes reality in our hearts? What about 2 Peter 1:19 through 21? What about all the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that in the second chapter saying we should watch out for false prophets? Did they tell you what the word false prophet means? Look at the word false, fallacy, foul, foolish. See those FLs keep popping up, and those FLSs? A false prophet, my brothers and sisters, is one who won't teach you according to the fullness of what the Holy Spirit will reveal. Man empowered after the Holy Spirit, Messiah said, go ye forth and teach all nations, baptizing them, meaning purge them of all faulty foundations. Cause them to be purged of all misallegiances after the short-sightedness of this world. Realizing that all such short-sightedness is error, even murder. Definitely not salvation, my brothers and sisters. In fact, it's deceptive that men believe that such standards could ever be salvation or it could ever bring forth peace. So go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ah, the essence, my brothers and sisters, of truth that binds all that will be called by the holy name. And teach them, yes, that truth. Even to do, to perform, to preach, to uphold, to preserve, to defend, to guard. Perfectly. That's what that word actually means. We say do and keep. Everything that he has commanded. In some texts, he can go as far as to say convert all nations or make disciples of all nations. You don't have discipline, my brothers and sisters, without a rule. And to preserve that rule perfectly is a law. They tell you, I've heard some people talk such scriptures saying things like, not under the law, but under grace. If you're not under divine law, whose law are you under? You think the gift of the Most High is lawlessness? Think about it, my brother and sister. What law do you call legal? If you sit back and say to break divine law is just fine. A word the Greeks used for law, nomos. Like I said, they used it indiscriminately for both divine law and man's law. I said that Greek word for law, which was ultimately to preserve a deception. That heathen word they used for law. Not desirous that any man see that there's an authority beyond their own rulers who call themselves gods. Our brothers and sisters, the abuse of that word was also prophesied. Did you hear me? I said man's abuse of that word was also prophesied. In 1 Caper, 1 Peter, 2 Peter actually, 3:14 through 18. We find the scriptures relating that there are some who would take the words of the apostle Shaul, will revert those words, even if they do the other scripture, unto their own, let's just say, unto their own licentiousness, lawlessness, lasciviousness, fleshly carnal-mindedness. Believe me, carnal-mindedness, my brothers and sisters, has nothing to discipline it unto the will of one. It says, and you should be careful, lest in so doing we fall from steadfastness. Do we have steadfastness, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of differing standards? Absolutely not. Let me see what I can do here. Maybe I can even put this word up in the chat so that we may have some, give it attention and understand. They use the same word for those who had delegated authority over the resources of this world, even though they took them false because the earth belongs to the Most High and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Ouch. It appears I'm not able to paste it, but simply look at, for some reason, I don't have no clue why, but get a good Strong's Concordance and type in G3551. G3551 and look for the word nomos that they use for law and realize how many have not even realized that the grace and the favor of the Most High is that he reveals his law, his gospel, his word that transcends all the nations that we might be subject to his kingdom. But they didn't want you to understand that, so at the end of the day, never converted, you remain in bondage. Well, my brothers and sisters, it is a false prophet who does not function after the Spirit of the Most High to preach and teach you the fullness of what the Most High has intended, whoever it is that would tell you that the Most High has reneged on any part of his promise. His word is irrevocable. Let us consider something, my brothers and sisters. I want you to look at something real quickly because it looks like I don't have as much time as I would like. I'm going to have to continue this. It appears in another show. But at 7:13, Messiah said, enter ye in at the straight gate. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that it's a narrow path. Doesn't mean that you can bobble back and forth, turning aside to the right and left, right or left. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go therein thereat. which means those who vacillate, not walking the straight way. Our brothers and sisters, they fall short and are easily misled. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be to even find it. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, even few among those who find it are they who find the fruition of what is intended along that path as a goal. Micaiah 7:15, beware of false prophets. How about those who don't teach you everything you need to know? Who leave you flattered to believe that a shallow-minded, short-sighted, polluted, and tainted testimony is sufficient to discern all the Most High has intended, that you might indeed discern the righteousness of the Son of Man. If they taught you a fallen standard, do they think, my brothers and sisters, if they teach you a fallen standard, do they prepare you for everything the Messiah will speak? What about Isaiah 28? It says, because men had not discerned the word of Yah, line upon line, precept upon precept, it says, to whom shall he teach the knowledge? To whom shall he make to understand the report? It talks about the idea he was speaking, declare to men, hey, this is the rest, this is the sure word of peace. But he said they would not listen. This is the rest and where I call the weary, those who spiritually weakened. How about my brothers and sisters polluted after a multitude of different ideas so that they don't discern the word of the Spirit as surely as they should? The Spirit is there. He said he may declare a word that would strengthen the weary, but he said they would not listen. My brothers and sisters, that only relates all the more so just how spiritually weak man has become. Who would the scriptures say would restore a man to that strength? Say they'll wait for him, even that righteous one. Isaiah 40:27-41:4 shall be renewed under strength. He said Messiah will come saying morning by morning that the Most High caused his ears to hear the teaching, that he not turned back the rebellious way, and he has not turned back the rebellious way, that he should know how to declare a word to the weary, even a word, my brothers and sisters, that reproves all the rule of those whom men call wise. Let's read 51-5 and understand what those scriptures are about too. You say, beware of false prophets then, my brothers and sisters, who teach you a fallen short word, which come to you in sheep's clothing. But inwardly they are raving wolves. They only seek to devour you and exploit you. The grace of the Most High is that he reveals, my brothers and sisters, the truth, that you might not be exploited by those who would hide the truth from you and take advantage of you in your lack of knowledge. Destroy you. Confuse you. My brothers and sisters. In your lack of knowledge. To follow after what, my brothers and sisters? False gods, false standards, false rulers. Never discerning what indeed is the greater righteousness of Yah. Sometimes men become proudful after such fallen standards. When the Most High would tell them the truth, the first thing they do is reject it. Well, there's a reason why the scripture says the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. He told me these words are precious, but they're only for the most humble soul. So he said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. Or within are ravening wolves. A lot of the shepherds, my brothers and sisters, supposed to have discerned what they really are. He said, you should know them by their fruits. The men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles. And you should ask, my brothers and sisters, what they teach to you. What is its origin? And so when he continued even further, does it come from man or Yah? Here's another issue. Micaiah 7:17. And so every good tree brings forth good fruit. A good tree, my brothers and sisters, it brings forth good fruit. Brings, in other words, the truth does not fall from the tree before its time. The fruit comes forth in the fullness of its maturity. So why did he say watch out for false prophets? We need to talk about that. Again, is those who will not teach you a word matured. Sufficient, my brothers and sisters, to be acceptable before Yah. A good tree cannot bring forth evil or, let's just say, far fruit before its time. In other words, the fruit remains on the tree until it is, and all things mature, sweet, if you will, nourishing to the eater. If a good tree bring forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bring forth evil fruit, corrupt or weak tree. brings forth fruit that is less than sufficient, and that it does not come forth according to its initially created vision and purpose. My brothers and sisters, what kind of fruit have the rulers brought forth that men still, by and large, have not understood initial foundation to the degree they should? And we still need to talk about what I mean by that. Man should have been given, my brothers and sisters, if he had first been concerned about not lying, he would have been given a foundation upon which he could legitimately grow, and that his testimony and what he learns, my brothers and sisters, he might learn that he not be so easily dissuaded or led astray. There's a truth, my brothers and sisters, that because the world has not taught it, men have lied. Men have taught false scenarios for ages. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, will the Most High be pleased with this. Look at these words. Every tree that brings forth, that bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. Do you think that those who have spoken these lying words all their lives were delivered from the deceivers, or were they deceivers themselves after the infectiousness of generations of having been turned from the truth? I talked before so many times on this show about that time of great tribulation immediately subsequent to the fall of Jerusalem. The scripture says those murderous times would seemingly end, if you will, but it didn't say it would end because of a rise of truth or a rise of the Messiah, because of the rise of false prophets. In other words, all who then trust in the lie. Scripture said would be damned, but would they know it? See, those who believe lies shall be damned. Those who prefer unrighteousness, less than the fullness of the Most High intends. Scripture says they would suffer under strong delusion. Those who believe those lies should be damned. Did they, after a multitude of false prophets, discern what was missing? Brothers and sisters, they murdered those who knew what should have never been forgotten. And humanity has suffered ever since. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to hear that? I want you to hear something. Look at these verses. He said, wherefore by their fruit shall you know them. Well, you have to have an idea of what is fruitive. What is mature? That means you should have sought the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, beyond the misconceits that have left men to speak so many lies. Discerning and seeking the truth that your rulers have not told you. There's a reason why this show is called Hidden Gospel Revealed. There's a reason why my website is called Hidden Gospel. You can also get it at Israelite with a Y, L-I-G-H-T, no two L's, Israelite.com. You can get it there. You can also get it at hiddenisrael.com. All those places you can find these secrets. But I want you to tell, don't you listen here. Say, Messiah said, not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, cries out to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of Yah, kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth, and that word for do means to seek to perform perfectly the will of my Father. Everybody seeks to exalt something different. It's only a multitude of contentions and debate, and it will never bring forth peace. He said, for many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied, preached in thy name, or under your authority, your guidance, unto your honor even. And in thy name cast out devils. How about delusions? False doctrines, those things cause men to deviate and fall short, stumble. Setting up those kinds of doctrines and words that set up obstacles against men's understanding. And they will come in and say, did we not in thy name do many wonderful, word for wonderful means inspired. Inspired works. Works after his inspiration. Messiah said, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Word there actually means in context both that I had no association with you, but that means you didn't know him either. In other words, don't say, and I will not attest that those who spoke words like this, I will not attest that they heard from me. I never knew you.
Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Iniquity, anomia, lawlessness, injustice, my brothers and sisters, unrighteousness. That's what the word means. It means you preach in illegality. It was not lawful to preach a partial word. Those, my brothers and sisters, the Most High commissioned by his Spirit, again, are to teach all things, no lie in it. That's why he said, go forth and teach all nations everything. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the secrets I would tell you about tonight, so many of them, my brothers and sisters, I've sought to bring forward to so many, after so many denominations. And I'm not talking about just the people. I'm talking about the leaders themselves. And they tell me such things. How many people you think are going to get that, as if it's not important that the people know them? Brothers and sisters, all prophecy said, because when men find, they say that when men find out these truths, when they find out this foundation, that all the cities of the nations will fall, because it means the foundation upon which they stood, and all the various social, political, and pseudo-religious constructs upon which men fall, upon which men have stood, or sought to stand. See, they were all unstable if they missed these points. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, if they are unstable in the day of judgment, it means they were never stable without this truth. And it could never be salvation. Hey, Revelation, it's right there. Sixth chapter, White Horse Riders, Messiah sending forth the gospel, the whole word. What is that word, my brothers and sisters, that the nations have all ignored? To keep the nations divided. Red Horse Riders, the nations, retaliating against the truth to silence and even to behead so many that knew this truth, which means to silence their words. Black Horse Rider, heard not the oil and the wine, had a scale. Hey, it's famine for a word, my brothers and sisters. Read Amos 8, 11 to 12. Famine for a word, men going to and fro the world, looking for this perfect truth and couldn't find it. Messiah said there will come a day that you will look for one of the days, the times, the light of the Son of Man, and will not find it. If they silence those who heard this truth, shall those who murdered them, my brothers and sisters, be the voices that shall restore it? Scripture says Messiah himself, my brothers and sisters, must come to restore it after those times. Read 2 Thessalonians and understand it. What is the foundation, my brothers and sisters, that men have ignored? Looking at all the contradictions of men, and still wanting to call it viable after, like I said, imperial or international law, to preserve the contradictions of man. So much so that men looked at all these multitudes of institutions and said they were salvation, never realizing, my brothers and sisters, this was Babylon. Never realizing that this was bondage. Never becoming far less than discriminate, far less than discerning, far less than diligent, as the scripture says men must be if they are called to the truth. If you're called to the truth, my brothers and sisters, means you have to speak the truth, and that does not mean partial perception and understanding, or lack thereof. So when you look at Matthew 7:24, it says, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. The word for hear means understands them, my brothers and sisters, and does them. Seeks to perform fully all that is declared by them and all that is implied according to initial divine purpose. That one he will liken to a wise man. What the Most High tell me? The greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving all things consideration, is not wise, is not wisdom at all. It's not discerning. But he who hears to understand these things, seek to comprehend them fully, that he may do them perfectly, if you will, before the Most High. That one I will liken to a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. How about a firm foundation? And when the rains descended and the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon that house, it fell not, because it was founded upon a rock. How many understand how these prophecies come directly from Isaiah 28 with regard to those, what the scripture calls the time of refreshing? Messiah coming to reveal all things. You can even call man's attention to remembrance of all things. According to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And it says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, or hearken to that ultimate testimony. Prophet, testimony, prophecy, means the same thing. That prophet, that righteous one who declares all these things again, whoever will not hearken, it will be cut off from the inheritance, if you will, of the people. That means my brother and sister should not know salvation. Why? Because he still upholds some infirmity. And it says, everyone that hears these hears, understands these things, and does them is like unto, okay, here it is. Here we are. Here. And everyone that hears the sayings of this of his and does them not, unto my 7:26, should be likened to a foolish, fallen man. Foolish man. Deceived man. One who is after those who preserve the errancies of the fall. Think about it. That's exactly what the rulers do. If they don't seek to teach you the word as it is from the beginning, as Scripture says, Messiah must in Isaiah 48, saying from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. Or that you kept, preserved, maintained, defended my command, my conscience. And I say I will reveal myself to you. And that, believe me, that's much more than just words on a page. He would have guided you unto instruction, unto fruition. So if you kept his commandments, then his instructions, then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness the waves of the sea, and I would not have beheld so many of you and your descendants destroyed from before me. Many of my brothers and sisters, without this foundation, man has been far from salvation, but just because he has not known it, rulers have taken advantage of many. He says, like a foolish one who built his house upon the sand, the rains descended and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and the fall of it was great. Keeps on talking about a house. Wow. Well, my brothers and sisters, if we are wise to the prophecy that I just mentioned to you there, it's also mentioned in Isaiah in the 28th chapter. Their prophecy is very much so likened, my brothers and sisters, what I call the secret city prophecies. Numbers 24 is one of the first places you begin to speak it. You begin to understand it. But you need the wisdom that's contained in Genesis 14, the wisdom that's contained in Genesis 49 in order to comprehend fully enough, or to begin to understand even what's in Numbers 24. Like I say, many say they keep Torah, but have they kept the whole Torah? Numbers 24 is part of it. How many have understood, my brothers and sisters, that those prophecies are pivotal toward understanding so many other prophecies concerning Messiah throughout the book, from Genesis to Revelation? That tell you who Messiah is, that, let's just say, relate what that seal to the book of Revelation is, and also to Malachi, when he talks about one called the wooden offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The one, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah says, comes a second time to do what he did before. This time, if you know enough of the prophecies, to deliver his people as he did before out of a Babylon east, this time out of a Babylon west first. Why did they tell you about that? It says a second time. A root out of the stem of Jesse. Isaiah 11. 2 Thessalonians 2nd chapter relates to this latter-day prophecy. They didn't tell you about these things, my brothers and sisters. They left you amiss. Never understand the meaning of the prophecies that Isaiah 49 was saying Messiah will come forth one day, saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High is calling from afar, from a womb, from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. He is the one to bring Israel back to Yah, to declare indeed what is the glorious word. Why aren't they tell you about those prophecies, my brothers and sisters? Is it because they never gave you what the Spirit reveals? Is the proper way of understanding beyond all the illusions that have been taught? Didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, that such scriptures as Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21 were all chronologies over the course of time? Well, here, my brothers and sisters, those scriptures talking about the rains came, the winds blew, you need to read Isaiah 29. You need to read Revelation 16, 12 through 21. You need to read scriptures in 6, 12 through 7, 2 through 7, 17 Revelation. Isaiah 66, you need to read all, my brothers and sisters, from the 6th verse to the 15th, and understand the original words there relate voices and thunders and lightnings, like the what happened at the declaration of the law of the Most High. You'll find those scriptures in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, where the fire of the world discerns indeed what is the righteousness of Yah, the exceeding word the world for a long time has not known. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, in that day, the whole world realized the foundation that men have established have been partial, have left men in so many ways, like I said, apathetic, gullible, indifferent, believing that a multitude of worldly standards could somehow be wise. Remember what I told you, my brothers and sisters? Most High told me, if you look at all the differences in this world, and to believe that they somehow are the work of His Holy Spirit, He said you can't be a disciple. It means, my brother and sister, you believe that a multitude of differences is true to His Spirit, you can easily be misled by another. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The prophecies of the Scripture tell you who Messiah said He is. And He said He is the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. I want you to understand that there is one who would pretend to be the light that casts out all the darkness, who pretends to be the light, my brothers and sisters, that reveals all the truth that this world has sought to obscure. But when Messiah said He is the bright morning star, I can only tell you that that's the same word in the original language that you'll find at Isaiah 9th chapter, when it says, to us the Son is born, and those who said, those who walk in darkness have seen a great light. That's word there, same thing for bright morning star. Those who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And the kingdom shall be upon his shoulders and upon his shoulders. Scriptures talk about every garment. Every garment, my brothers and sisters, soaked in blood, if you will, shall be burning in fuel of fire, an end of all turmoil. All the turmoil we see in this world, my brothers and sisters, because men have been zealous after a multitude of partial standards and therefore ruthless and irreverent against the perfect will of one, not discerning that the Most High will sanction nothing else but those who seek His pure and perfect word. And He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I'll reveal myself. He's talking about more than what's words. He's talking about direct word from Him and instruction to discern His words, to teach and declare His word rightly. He said, those who do this, He will give
90 seconds
that they might, let's just say, walk fully down the path unto life. Hear my brothers and sisters. The Scriptures talk about a city confused, a city that's a mirror example of all the confusion of the world. You'll find those Scriptures at Isaiah 24, chapter 10 through 16 verse. You'll find other Scriptures like them at Isaiah 19, 18 through 25. It talks about a day when man will understand that all these corruptions cannot possibly be wise.
They
will
cry to the Most High
because of the oppressors, all those who confuse and have left the world in a great quandary of vast disorder. And they'll cry to the Most High because of the oppression, the insanity of the rulers. And He will send them a Savior and a Judge who will deliver them. But brothers and sisters, man has already rendered this world so corrupt after so many misideals, that to set it straight and show man that it must be done is going to require a work of the Most High. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the Scripture says only those who will hear the testimony that will heal this world will be preserved in the midst of it. But if they teach these things to you, no, my brothers and sisters, they didn't. If they teach you the secret city prophecies, if they teach you who Messiah said He is, if you want to know the answers to those questions, get that foundation. www.hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Secret City Prophecies, you need them all. And to the might and honor and praise of the Most High, always, I thank you all for listening, and hallelujah! So much, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. It still needs to be told. Hey, my brothers and sisters, listen to the last few night shows and discern, my brothers and sisters, the foundation the world must have. Any souls to be called high up before Yah. The rulers didn't teach it to you, and I'll tell you why. Because to understand these prophecies, to realize they all were charlatans. Seminary schools giving out generic degrees. You can take anywhere you want to and preside over congregations. Much more concerned with brothers' ability to preside over congregation than any absolution. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the real? Again, to speak again, my brothers and sisters, Ben Eddie Miaf, Covenant Remembrance Ministry, to His might, honor, and to His praise always, hallelujah! I thank you all again for listening.